Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're speaking with Hush, the rapper, actor, producer, and activist who is trying to build the Detroit Dog Rescue. And Rick, one of the things that Hush has set out to do is to raise $1 million to open Detroit's first no-kill animal shelter. Hush, how has the fundraising been going?
Well, the fundraising is... It's been a rocky road for a while there, but I mean we've been a pretty steady since February when I first put out the YouTube video that kind of spawned everything, which showed, you know, the stray dog epidemic. We actually raised about $20,000 probably for the first 2 months, and we kind of blew through that $20,000 just in gas and equipment and, you know, and dog food and supplies. And then we kind of got down to our last bucks here, and then we were able to get on ABC Nightly News, and that just took us to a whole nother level after that.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that? What was the content of what they brought on show, and then where were you at there financially, and what happened afterwards?
Well, my good friend David Rudolph, my publicist, sent an email just out to, I believe it was the vice president or president of NBC's segment called Making a Difference.
Uh-huh.
And he did that kind of below the radar. I didn't even know about it. And we got a call that they wanted to have us on for Making a Difference. And doing our research, because we always do our research on stuff like that when it comes to national press, found out they had 10 million viewers that watched that segment.
Huh.
And they flew in and they did a piece on us, and they aired it, I believe, in a couple weeks later. And by the time it got ready to air, the night that it aired, we were actually down to our last $43. Talk about a crisis.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Right.
That won't even fill your gas tank.
No, $43 and gas is at $4. So,
yeah.
You know, and that segment aired that night in front of 10 million viewers. And that the next morning, we had $30,000 in our PayPal account.
Oh, my gosh.
And I could not believe it.
Yeah.
And the outpouring of support was amazing. And NBC Nightly News got wind of how much we had made. And they had never really, heard back from anybody as far as someone actually making money from that segment. And they heard, you know, what the number was, and they decided to do a follow-up the very next night. And Brian Williams actually brought up, you know, we never discuss how many donations that people actually get, but this group made $30,000.
Right.
That next segment brought us another $30,000.
Huh.
And they could not believe it. They thought, holy cow, $60,000 in 2 nights that we helped this rescue get. That is amazing. So they flew NBC back out Friday morning to do another segment on us, to do kind of a weekly wrap-up. Now, that had never been done before with NBC.
Right.
They've never done two follow-ups on one segment in 1 week. After the segment aired that Friday, I believe we had made another $80,000. And so by Friday night, we were at $140,000.
Fantastic.
And then by Monday, we were at $200,000. And I could not believe it. But let me tell you this, that $200,000, this tells you the quality of people out there. Those donations came from $5, $10, $20, and $100 donations. There was never one major, you know, big, large owner at all. This came from very small people who just came out of their pockets in the economy and world that we live in. It's a testament to, you know, the love that people actually have for, you know, man's best friend.
Well, and Hush, if you go to your website and, you know, it has videos of different stories that have been done about this cause, about your cause, but in the problem in general from dogfighting and such, and just listening and seeing that and watching a few of those and really getting a sense of what's going on in Detroit, I must admit, you know, I felt the same, the same intensity of need to give, because it really is a very compelling story. I mean, anyone that's listening today, go to your website, tap on those stories, and just, if you're willing, if you have the guts, I might say, if you have the guts to really kind of go with the flow and understand the problem, you'll get a sense of that if they just go to your website.
Yeah, our website is www.detroitdogrescue.com. There is a video on there that at some point is not for not for weak stomachs.
Uh-huh.
Because of that you actually see some of the
dogfighting,
the seriousness of what's going on. You know, there is this new thing that they had that, you know, they're actually stealing dogs in the city, and they're using them for what they call baiting.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is they just take a smaller type dog and they face it against one of these pit bulls, and they have a fight the pit bull, so it helps build the pit bull's confidence.
Mm-mm,
and
mm-mm.
That way it's able to fight, and go actually feel confident about going in a fight. And they do that two or three times until they can actually get into a dogfighting ring with, another, one of the neighborhood kids' dogs or whatever, and they actually, gamble and make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's such an important thing, too, because in looking at some of the statistics that you cite, when you hear that 90% of the dogs are being euthanized, the need and the urgency just becomes very clear. Hush, what future fundraisers do you have going? Because even at $200,000, to build the shelter that you're trying to build, which is a no-kill shelter, you've estimated it's going to take $1 million. What else do you have coming up to raise funds?
Well, let me speak first on what you were talking about, the euthanization, just real quick. I just want to point out that, the city of Detroit, their animal control, even including, the Michigan Humane Society, they are overwhelmed so much with the problem that the reason why that euthanization rate is so high, what I've been learning is that there's not that many people who will step up to actually foster, and nobody has actually stepped up and said, I'd love to adopt or foster these dogs. So it's very important for people who want to actually save these dogs to know that, these dogs are actually good dogs, and they do go through rehabilitating programs. They do get spayed and neutered. They do get their shots, their rabies, their heartworm, their distemperment. And they do, and they are great animals. So if people do want to foster dogs, they kind of have to step up to help save, these animals to fix that problem, to get that euthanization rate lowered, because they are overwhelmed and they don't have people stepping up to do that. So that's part of the problem as well. So if people, I really think people need to actually, step up and help us, combat their problem by fostering some of these dogs.
Hush,
and we'll help them actually get the dogs adopted out as well.
Right. Hush, we're just about out of time. When is the next fundraiser? It's this coming Thursday?
We have a major fundraiser Thursday, June 2nd at Hard Rock Cafe as part of their 40 years of, they're celebrating 40 years of Hard Rock. They've included us as one of their charities. And I will be performing. The event is from 5 to 10.
All right, fantastic. So you can either go there or you can go to the website at DetroitDogRescue.com. We've been speaking this morning with Hush, rapper, actor, producer, and activist who is building the Detroit Dog Rescue. Hush, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, what a fantastic show. But as usual, we're out of time. But there always is next week. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great holiday weekend and a great week. And we'll see you next week on the Pet Expert Talk Show. And remember to please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the